Along the beach, the site of a thousand picnics. Everywhere you look. Tom, describe the scene on the beach for everybody today.
Well, as I look at the beach, I can see that there are a lot of people sitting there, which, of course, is what they're supposed to do. Naturally, if they go into the water, there's going to be trouble from heavyweight people who don't need that. And it's really a thrilling thing for me to be out here because it's not so cold as it was. I don't want to catch a cold because I don't sound very good when I do my show if I have a stuffed up nose, of course. I think it's just terrific the way all the people respond to these boats. I mean, you wouldn't think that. I mean, we've got troubled times, and yet, people are out here willing to forget about the socioeconomic picture being what it is, 9%, which is about 4 above everybody else. But they're willing to forget that on a Sunday afternoon and watch a bunch of boats go. I mean, watch the excitement as the boats go around the course and attempt to... Well, that's about all I had, Pat.
Attempt to what, Tom?
Well, just their...
You don't know.
Hey, what do they win? I mean, do they get a big trophy that says,
money,
congratulations,
glory,
you were beautiful? What
prestige.
Is it?
Prestige.
Yeah.
It's a team effort also.
How much bread?
A lot of heavy bread.
What kind
heavy
of money?
Bread.
No,
all right,
so say I got the Miss Tom Murphy and she wins. What am I going to get?
These are sportsmen.
Huh?
These are sportsmen. What hobby do you have?
Huh?
What is your hobby?
Well, I don't actually have a hobby.
Well, what do you do for fun?
Well, that's just none of your business, or anyone listening, I'll tell you that.
Right on, huh?
The people out on the barge think I'm funny. You know, I don't know what it is.
We go to the pits of Norm Gregory right now.
Go ahead.
Norm Gregory, are you close to Walter Cade? Norm Gregory apparently isn't too close to Walter Cade. Norm has never been very close to Walter Cade.
Walter is like that. It's so like Walter.
Walter's 105, you know.
Yes, I know.
They say he's 65, but he's really 105.
He'll probably get a big dose of Norm Gregory and won't talk to him when he sees him. Norm will go up and be offensive like he always is. Hey, Walter, how'd it run? You know, what kind of a thing is that to ask a guy? He's got a lot of problems himself.
The story on Heat 2B of the 70 Seafair Trophy race. The winner was Owensboro in a very good time. The lap times again, 105, 103, 106, 105, 103. And Parco's O-ring and Little Buzzard didn't make it. Yes, Tom.
You never told me what they win if they win. Now, what
they win money, Tom.
Who?
Cash. Greater Seattle sells the buttons. Right?
The Seafair pitch.
For a dollar. The Seafair bid. Yeah.
Oh,
the,
I'm
the
hip to them.
Jobbies,
yeah,
right?
I'm hip to them.
All right. They take the money and they put it in a bank account.
I see.
And then after
now,
the race.
Who's in charge of that?
Don't worry about it. It's everything is cool.
I want names.
Don't worry. Everything is fine. They've never lost a penny.
Okay.
Now then they write the drivers a check after the race relative to their finishing in the race. Accumulated points, the drivers receive checks.
Yeah.
Plus all boats here get $500, what they call tow in money.
I see. And, well, I think this is interesting to people.
Well, I hope so, Tom. It's sure taking a lot of airtime. The story from
Pat?
Lake... Yes.
I want to hear that meander.
Hold on. I think we got to pick up Norm Gregory going. Norm, are you on? And Norm isn't on. Well, that's, Tom...
Hey, Bobby, play the Neanderthal record. A lot of the guys on the barge wanted to hear that.
Tom, if you were the driver of the Owensboro, because we can't seem to get to him, what would you say at this point?
I'd just say... Oh, what would I say?
Yeah.
I'd say, well...
Hi, Billy. Congratulations on the big victory. What would you say?
Well, the boat ran good, and I got a wonderful crew, and I'm very happy with the way the thing... The water is fine, and we're awfully happy that it's not raining, because you're going 100 miles an hour, and the rain hits you right in the eye. It could give you, you know, a real bad eye. And we're just all thrilled with it, and we're looking forward to the next heat, and I think that we can take...
As a public service, KJR is bringing you the 1970 Seafair Trophy race from Lake Washington, Seattle. We'll be back... shut up, Tom. We'll be back with Heat 2C in just a moment. Stand by on KJR. Bobby, it's all yours.
You sure? Well, it is 3 o'clock in Seattle.
You wouldn't happen to know what time it is by any chance?
It's 3 o'clock in Seattle. KJR invites you to enjoy Seafair 70.